If we knew more about our sleep, what would we do differently? Would we go to bed at a consistent time or take steps to reduce interruptions to our sleep? With Sleep Score, Apple Watch measures your bedtime consistency, interruptions, and sleep duration. Then, every morning it combines these factors into an easy-to-understand score from 1 to 100. So you'll know how to take the quality of your sleep from okay to very high. Know your sleep score with Apple Watch. iPhone 11 or later required.
This is what everyone's talking about.
Everything's on the table.
This is what champions come to take. This is what everyone came to see.
And the slam!
No do-overs. No second chances. No more Mr. Nice Guy. This is Winner Take All. And it's all happening now on the home of the NBA Finals. Don't miss it. June 3rd on ABC and the ESPN app.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
My phone is buzzing like crazy.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Myles Garrett is in fact being traded to the Los Angeles Rams.
From The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The Rams are not messing around.
Earlier on the show, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer, six-time Pro Bowl safety, Eric Weddle. Coming up, ESPN NFL analyst, Alex Smith. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Great chats with Albert Breer in hour number one. Eric Weddle in hour two. Who better to, you know, address the conversation or speculation that Aaron Donald would consider coming out of retirement just to play with Myles Garrett? Just because, you know, who doesn't want to see it? then Eric Weddle. We talked about it with him. As you know, he came out of retirement out of necessity to play for the Rams, who needed him a couple of years ago when they were going through a Super Bowl run. They're trying to repeat all the way down to where they could win it in Los Angeles, just up the road from us. If you missed any of it, there's our podcast, all 3 hours. There's also our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show on that. Alex Smith's about to join us as well.
Nice.
We've been very heavy on the Myles Garrett stuff, and rightfully so, because he's arguably the best player in the NFL, certainly best defensive player in the NFL, coming here now to the Los Angeles Rams. Like, where the hell did that come from? And otherwise, we'd be talking at length about A.J. Brown. You know, why not?
Why not?
You'd have been, you've been waiting for this.
Oh my goodness!
Paper, and this has been more than expected, right?
I mean, since basically October.
And Mike Vrabel spoke today.
Hey,
the coach of the New England Patriots. And, you know, the last time Vrabel spoke about A.J. Brown, or at least through these airwaves, remember we had him on in 2022 in April before the draft, when it was rumored that, hey, the Titans are going to trade A.J. Brown in the draft. And they wound up doing that to Philadelphia in, in the draft in Las Vegas. And we had Mike Vrabel, then the Titans head coach, on and basically asked him about that. And here was his answer. Is A.J. Brown on the trade block, Mike Vrabel?
As long as I'm the head coach. I love A.J. professionally, personally. You know, I've gotten to know him well as his coach, and enjoy, you know, seeing him as much as I possibly can. So as long as I'm the coach here, I would want to have A.J. Brown on my football team.
And, of course, this became something that we played over and over and over again, because Mike Vrabel was still the coach when they traded him.
Yeah.
And then yada, 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 the general manager who traded him no longer was the general manager after A.J. Brown started crushing it in Philadelphia. And then yada, 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 Mike Vrabel was no longer the coach in Tennessee. And here we are today with him now, the reigning coach of the year in New England, showing up, talking about A.J. Brown being on his roster again and what he knows about him and what the rest of the team will learn about him.
that he loves football, that he cares about his team. I think he is, knowledgeable. And again, I think that he doesn't have to prove anything to anybody. Nobody does. They have to go out there and practice. They have to know what to do. They have to play to a certain identity and do their job and focus on that. Nobody needs to do anything that's, outside of what we've ever asked any of our players to do. And I'm confident that he'll do that. And he's humble. I'm excited to have him get to know our players and our players get to know him and everybody else as we work through the last couple weeks here.
He's got to be. Again, I know his demeanor. He's got to be over the moon about this. Over the moon. And it in the same way that I mentioned that acquiring Myles Garrett at this juncture by the Rams does not afford the rest of the division the opportunity to try and make up for it, to try and close whatever gap that has now widened or been created. They don't have the draft or any other free agents out there that could potentially match this maneuver. It's a great move by the Patriots. Just a great move, certainly, since Brown has apparently been a Patriot fan for some time, something that was brought up to Vrabel if he actually even knew that.
I mean, I think that was known a long time. I think I knew that. I think he showed me pictures when he was a little kid wearing my jersey and stuff like that. That he didn't wear my jersey. I think I knew that just from the time that he, I think when we drafted him, he was like, I wish the Patriots drafted me. And I said, well, that didn't happen. The Titans drafted you. So, I think that, the success that this team had in those years when, a lot of our players were growing up, it would be easy to root for a lot of players that played for this team in the, early 2000s.
Yeah. That's it helps. Fun. It nice. Helps. And this is something that was brought up on the 7 p.m. in Brooklyn pod on which A.J. Brown appeared. It looks like Maria Taylor went to his house to interview him because he was in the spot with his Patriot man cave
rug.
Carpet.
Yeah.
Right. And so Brown was talking about his Patriot fandom.
When did we get this rug right here? Where did this come from?
It came from Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely... a few years now. It's been here for a while.
While you were an Eagle, you had this rug in your house?
Absolutely.
You got to tell me why.
Some things just never change. This is my team. This is my team since I was a kid. So it didn't matter. I was doing what I was supposed to be doing as an Eagle. But this is it.
Okay, remember when I said he was going to lead the league in yards?
Uh-huh.
Done. 2,000 yards, and he's going to break Randy Moss's touchdown record. This guy is finally where he's wanted to be his entire life, okay? He was wearing a Tom Brady jersey as an infant and a child throughout his formative years, right? Mm-hmm. Then Tom Brady sends him a jersey. Remember that video from a few years ago? Tom Brady sent him a jersey in the mail and he filmed himself opening up. He was the happiest kid you've ever seen in his life. Remember when you got your first gaming system when you were a kid?
Sure.
Like the first Nintendo, how happy
Atari
you were that day. Glove you ever got.
Actually,
new pair of basketball shoes.
Yes.
Maybe you got some cleats or a new bat or something.
Sure.
That's what A.J. Brown looked like.
Yeah.
And now this guy has a Patriots man cave rug while he plays for another team in which he won a Super Bowl for. He never cared about you, Philadelphia. He always wanted to be with us. We're back. Super Bowl back on. Book it right now. AJ Brown, record-breaking season. Get ready. And I am going to be laughing every single Monday right here.
Take your heart pills and buckle up.
Yes, indeed. TJ, let me handle this, please.
No,
because I know you've been looking over at me like, are you going to step in? Are you going to handle this?
I mean, that's why your name's on the cup.
We are about to put to the test just how giddy Chris Brockman is.
Oh, really?
Yes. We're about to lend perspective
mm-hmm.
and also just see how giddy you are and see how regulated you can be when confronted with something else from the Boston sports scene. Because on the same day, A.J. Brown is acquired.
Okay.
by New England, causing Patriots fans to think if they've just acquired the latest Boston sports legend who they will love forevermore. Mm-hmm. Because he's brought a championship, yada, yada, yada.
Blah, blah, woo, woo.
On the same day this is going down in the greater Boston area, David Ortiz, Big Poppy, is holding his charity golf tournament.
Oh, man, I saw this.
What I'm going to do is read out his quotes about how John Henry, the owner of the Red Sox, is on it. I'm going to keep you on camera.
What exactly?
And I just, I want you to see just how much A.J. Brown can buoy you to keep you as regulated as possible.
Okay.
I have the comments right here, T.J. Jefferson. Okay. We're going to put this Boston sports fan to the test to see just how calm he is, how happy he is.
Okay. Let's go. It's going to take a lot. I mean, hold on a minute. Some of these A.J. Brown videos from OTAs today?
Oh, no, no, no. He's Hold on a minute. Here we go.
T.J.
Keep him on camera, Mike Hoskins.
Take a lot to bring okay. down.
John Monaco, our director. Keep him on camera.
Take a lot.
Big Poppy talking about John Henry, the owner of the Red Sox, who are in last place in the American League East at present.
Riding high right
Quote,
now.
He's worried about the state of the Red Sox. We had a conversation. I can see. I've known John a long time. Him and the whole team. Him and Tom Werner.
Yep, heard of him.
Wordless. You got to just hang in there. The whole group. They're working on figuring things out to get this ride better. He knows the direction of this team, and he's worried about the team situation more than what people think he is. The thing is that you see John. Well, actually, let's help Chris Brockman. Put him on the screen. Let's see John. There he is.
There he is.
There he is. Oh, careful. Hang in there. Not yet.
That was a meme.
Hold on a minute. The thing is that you see John, and John is someone that he manages his emotions really well.
Barely looks.
He's very professional at everything he does. Sometimes for people, it's hard for them to understand that part of him. But he's worried. This is David Ortiz, Big Poppy,
his favorite athlete.
Yes.
Loves Boston.
Hold on. I sat down to talk to John, and he wants to figure it out. He wants to have the formula to go back to the old days.
The winning days.
It's not like he just gives up. Sometimes people don't understand that the way this game goes, that it's hard to stay up there. People just don't understand it. When you worry about everything in general, says David Ortiz about John Henry. You worry about the team. You worry about the fans. You worry about the fans, and you worry about how everything is moved around. I tell you, the boss is, he's working. He's working on putting the pieces that moving forward, things get better around here. End quote. How do you think he did, TJ?
Well, except for the initial. See, here's what people might not know about Chris, right? For as much as he talks about the Patriots, he loves the Red Sox more than he loves other sports.
No question
about it. He loves David Ortiz more.
Now, let me ask you, Chris, do you think David Ortiz is right that some people don't understand just how this is the way the game goes? It's hard to stay up there, and John Henry wants to figure it out. You don't understand.
I don't.
Hard to understand. This is a part of him that he's worried.
You're right. I don't understand. I don't.
David Ortiz is saying this. Big Pop, you don't trust him? Huh?
Did you see A.J. Brown today? Did you see when he walked out on the
just
field?
Just say this. May I say this?
Cut-off shirt and the one-handed catch.
May I say this?
A.J., I was right.
Just on your behalf. Hey, Big Poppy.
Big Poppy.
if John wants people to understand that he's worried, maybe he should appear at a press conference to talk to them.
What he said.
Once.
What he said.
Once.
Show up.
Now then, that's me trying to be straight down the middle as the Yankee fan sitting here. Sir, you say a lot on this program when there's a whole bunch of houses you want to put a sports pox on. They're playing each other. You're rooting for the Meteor, correct?
Yeah, rooting for the Meteor.
Well, interestingly enough.
Correct. Rooting for the Meteor.
You want to talk about speaking things into existence. Did you see what happened over Boston this weekend? An actual meteor. There was a sonic boom, scared the crap out of everybody that you know and love that's still out there, Chris, including me too. There's an actual meteor, and it's over your sports teams.
Team.
Okay.
Team.
Team? What does that mean? All of them live in Boston, don't they?
Yeah, but only one sucks at the moment.
But they're trying. They're trying. He's trying.
I watch every game.
Careful. You don't understand. That's what David Ortiz says. Some people don't understand. And you're that some people he's referring to, isn't he?
Yeah,
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
You don't get it.
I don't. Mookie Betts and Kyle Schwarber.
I'll keep going.
Chris Sale.
No, I was just trying to find a formula.
That's just
you don't understand. It's tough to stay up there, Chris. Tough to stay up there, Chris.
No big deal.
It's tough to stay up there.
Uh-huh. Cool.
Sometimes you got to take the good with the bad.
Oh yeah, it's life.
Isn't that the facts of life?
That's life. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Facts of life.
Maybe that's the Garrett.
Mrs. Garrett.
Oh.
There you go, Rich.
Dad, we finally found the Garrett.
Miles?
Huh?
Mrs.
Garrett.
That's the Garrett.
Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah, I don't think Monken's had a face-to-face with Mrs. Garrett either.
Wow, that would be kind
of facts of life.
Yeah,
hard to do.
Did you see A.J. Brown today?
You take the good, you take the bad.
Take them both.
I think you're so happy about A.J. Brown. Handled yourself very well
It's going to take a lot to bring me down.
How was my dramatic reading today of what Big Poppy said about John Henry?
You know, you could have done a little accent, but that's okay.
Let's check the standings. Where are we right now? Okie dokie.
Oh, the Mets have passed us?
Look, we are on fire right now.
Look at that.
Ay.
No thanks to Bo Bichette. Hey, listen, has gone really well for me 2 days into June. I didn't think we'd have this big fat a lead in the Rich Eisen Show crew conversation.
No, I didn't think so either.
I thought they canceled baseball.
That was
for
a second.
That's all right, guys. John Henry's
can't believe it was an actual meteor over Massachusetts.
For the meteor. Just a little further south.
Mm-hmm. A little further south.
A little further south.
Very good.
Come on.
All right, let's take a break here on the program. Alex Smith is kind enough to join in next right here on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH is that number to dial for everybody that's out there. When it comes to taking care of your home, Pella Windows and Doors are the experts in that department of you and your home. At Pella, they find the products that meet your needs and their experts install them. And that means working with a company that builds and installs a quality product with real pricing, real simple, really beautiful. And when a trusted friend like Pella chooses to partner with the Rich Eisen Show, that says a lot. 0% financing options are available. Certain restrictions apply. Find your local Pella Windows and Doors showroom today at Pella.com/Eisen for details. Make life brighter with Pella Windows and Doors. Coming up next, some people don't understand that it's hard to stay up there. Alex Smith knows that very much as an excellent broadcaster.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Save money on your next oil change with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for just $35.95. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts. Rich Eisen here. Take a second and look at your city's calendar. Everywhere I go, there's always something coming up. Games, concerts, conventions, tournaments, the kind of events that bring people in from all over. And when that happens, you can feel it. More energy, more fans, and a whole lot more people looking for a place to stay. So here's something to think about. If your city has that kind of buzz, if big events are on the way, listing your space on Airbnb could be a great opportunity. If you're already planning to be out of town or you've got a trip coming up, why not make your place work for you while you're gone? You've got the space and you're not using it. It could be earning you some extra cash. I know when I travel for these big events, I'm not just looking for a place to crash. I want something comfortable and safe, a place that allows me to experience the city like a local. And that's exactly what you can do by offering to list your space. No big lifestyle change, no long-term commitment, just making smart use of the space you already have. So the next time your city draws a crowd, think about listing your space on Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Global health leader Abbott and the Abbott Dream Team bringing us Alex Smith, three-time Pro Bowler and one of the excellent Sunday NFL countdown analysts back here on the Rich Eisen Show. And I know you mentioned, like, you know, who won the trade and just between the Rams and Myles Garrett. And I honestly think the Browns, this was a smart move. And I know I'm talking about somebody who's generationally brilliant, and we're talking about him in the same breath as Reggie White, for crying out loud. Yep. I get it. But if you're a team that is just drafted really well, and you've got a bunch of 22, 23-year-olds, and you're going to wind up having to pay them as 25, 26-year-olds soon enough, and it might not be a championship window right now or when those players are 24 and 25, and you got a 30-year-old guy that can net you somebody like Jared Verse to be an age-appropriate peer, if you will,
yep,
for these kids. And you can get the draft capital as well and make sure that you do get something for Garrett, and also say, hey, man, 9 years, we're going to see. You want to go ring chase? We'll give you the best chance you can. I get it. I'm kind of surprised they didn't do it when you first said I want out a year ago, Alex, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting. And it goes back. There's consequences that come with that, right? To be this daring. In some ways, they've been on the wrong side of this, right? Like, you think to the Deshaun Watson trade and all the picks they gave up to Houston.
Yeah.
And look what it did for that organization, right? To go hit on a few of those draft picks, C.J. Stroud, Will Anderson Jr., and all of a sudden you've really redefined. And the Houston Texans are going to be good for a long time, right? Like, they are so young and so talented. And I like this from Cleveland. Again, it is very daring and risky to let go of one of the greatest defensive players of all time in his prime. But, like, you do have a chance to really restart your organization, right? You are a young, talented football team. You've got all these picks. You've got Jared Verse, who is obviously a phenomenal player in his own right. So, again, time will tell. They obviously have to hit on these picks and continue to build and build that culture. But it certainly gives them a big opportunity.
And in terms of, respect to Jared Verse, but we are talking about Myles Garrett, right?
Yeah.
Walk me through how you feel Joe Burrow is thinking this morning.
Yeah. I mean, oh, my God. Do you think about it, you're going to have to play this guy twice a year?
Right?
Like,
you know,
I mean, did he have 6 sacks in a game last year? Like, it's just a nightmare. This is, and as much as a quarterback, you try to, like, focus your attention downfield. But, like, this guy, like, even when you just get up, walk up to the line of scrimmage, this is a mountain of a man that you know is just hunting you every single play. And like it or not, that sits in the back of your head, Rich. It just sits there. And so I'm sure Joe Burrow will sleep much better last night and here going forward.
And, you know, and I could also have mentioned your draft mate, Aaron Rodgers, as well.
Oh, yeah.
What are you thinking when you see him out there in Pennsylvania going through the mini camps and going through all that, and you were in the same draft class as him?
Yeah.
Alex, What are you thinking?
I love it, honestly. Again, you want to talk about guts to go toe the line. I mean, I love watching these older players. Where you brought up basketball. I love watching Steph Curry and LeBron play. And these guys that are really almost taking on two opponents, right? Not just these young guys they're playing, but really father time as well. And can they adapt their game and continue to play? And to think about Aaron, this is, what, 20 years? Like, I played so long. And here he is still rolling, still competing and being courageous enough to compete and toe the line again. So I know he said it's probably the last hurrah and it'll be fun to watch him. And this is one of the all-time great quarterbacks, right? Certainly of modern history. This is a guy that I think in a lot of ways has changed the game. You think about the way he played it, you know, the style, again, the flair that he played with. And it didn't obviously not just stay on the field, but it went to the, you know, press conferences too and to the media. But like this, this guy's been amazing if you're a football fan, and we're going to get to watch him one more time. And yeah, does it look different from his heyday? Of course. But does he have enough? And again, I just applaud the guts to go do this.
What is your best guess, Alex Smith, as to what the Eagles offense looks like? New coordinator. Now, obviously, the inevitable that we've been waiting for has occurred with A.J. Brown being a Patriot. Yeah. What does it look like for Jalen Hurts in terms of a challenge? And then just overall, the X's and O's, what you think it will look like this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, listen, I mean, obviously, A.J. Brown is one of the premier receivers in the NFL. This guy's a walking 1,000 yards every year, basically, of his entire NFL career. You know, and so that will be missed from a production standpoint, no doubt. I mean, I think stylistically, I think they're going to try to turn this back to a couple years ago when they won the Super Bowl, right? Like, I think you're going to see some more West Coast influences, right? You're going to see them try to be a little more diverse in the run game. Let's get under center. Let's have some more traditional run game. Let's bootleg a little bit. This will look like, you know, kind of there'll be components that will look like the Rams and the Niners in that regard. But obviously still with Jalen Hurts back there, you've got the ability in key situations to add QB run. And this guy still is what makes it go. I know this guy takes a lot of heat, but he does so much and can do so much. And he's so dependable. And obviously has, I think, an amazing, not just skill set, but mindset. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see, right? Can they do it? But again, you know, AJ, there was certainly so much just exterior distractions that came with not just Adrian, I'm not putting it on him, but certainly just being in Philadelphia and the player that he is. And obviously with him not there, again, they're going to be missing that ability. This guy you couldn't guard him one-on-one, right? That was a win as a quarterback. And it's so nice to have that, knowing that, and can they replace him? We'll see this fall.
I do look forward to it. You're there. Are you in Kansas City right now?
I am in Kansas City, yes.
That's so cool. I was just there over the weekend for the Big Slick event in support of Children's yep. Mercy there in Kansas City, that the hospital got $4.2 million poured into its coffers to that charity event. It is pretty amazing. And you're there in support of the Abbott Dream Team event. What is that that you're doing there
today? Yeah, Abbott, the global health leader, is partnered up with Real Madrid, and we're on the search around the country. Obviously, this stop here in Kansas City, we're scouting young soccer players. These are kind of 18, 19-year-old men and women that are looking to take their game to the next level, and they're going to get a chance to get an all-expenses-paid trip to Madrid and train at Real Madrid. And on top of that, and really what's, you know, obviously more important to me, Abbott is providing top-tier nutritional and health experts for these young kids here to be able to optimize not just their, you know, their body as it pertains to playing on the field and reaching their potential, but obviously just in life. And these are things they'll be able to take with them forever. And also to be back in Kansas City, right? So doing a little scouting. I got my soccer cleats on.
You got your kit. I see your kit. I see your old kit.
I got my kit on. Yep. And so, again, yeah, pumped to obviously partner with Abbott. And again, these are things I wish I knew as an 18, 19-year-old, Rich, when I was just in college. And again, I look back and it's laughable what I ate. But yeah, so again, pumped to be here. And these are, you know, obviously kids with big dreams. And this is obviously a huge opportunity to get to go train at Real Madrid and everything that they have there at their disposal, along with what Abbott's providing. So.
So, I don't know how much time you have, but do you stop by and see Andy or anybody while you're there?
Not on this trip. I normally always do. This one's in and out. It's quick. I got to get back to the family.
Okay.
And so just quick trip, but I'm sure I will be back here very shortly.
One of my favorite sound bites I play here, Alex, on the program is when we had Travis Kelce on our show at the Super Bowl the day you wound up being traded.
Yeah.
And he was just gutted. He was gutted because of his relationship with you, you know, and he talks about how much, you know, you and he vibed, and it, you know, and obviously subsequently looking back, and he's just like, yeah, we got this young kid who's pretty damn good, you know, yeah. But he was so gutted that, you know, that you guys were no longer going to be on the field together. Do you got a good memory of what Travis was like? And now obviously we know what he's become and what his life is now. But, you know, what about those days, Alex?
I have so many memories of Travis. You know, I was obviously still keep up with him a bunch. I was lucky enough. He and I played a bunch of golf this offseason at Pebble Beach. We were in the same grouping at the Pro-Am there, which was a ton of fun. But, yeah, to think back to young Travis, Rich, like those were his first 5 years in the league. You know, we drafted him. You know, to go, this is a guy that had the talent to catch a little shallow cross and take it to the end zone. And then he broke into full dance, you know, choreographed dance. You know, there's a guy that in the huddle just like couldn't stop smiling, always had a joke. I mean, he just loved football. He loved his teammates. You know, and again, I think you could see certainly when I was with him, the, you know, what he was becoming, but to think at what, how long he's been doing this. I mean, again, I don't think it's crazy to say that he's the best receiving tight end of all time.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's crazy, right? To think about the guys that have played that position and then to have done it his own way too, Rich, you know, right? This guy is just so unique. And so happy for him, right? This guy, like, and again, same thing. He's coming back for at least one more. And again, to get to watch him do it is so special. This guy has helped redefine the position, the tight end position. And again, obviously proud to have played with him and you know, call him a friend.
Yeah.
Well, but to pick back, Rich, he got called to the principal's office quite often.
Yeah. I was about to say, like, cause I do remember he was a little bit of a hothead. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
he's matured a lot. He's grown up a lot, but yeah, he and Big Red, there were lots of tough conversations there early on in Trav's career. But again, I think that's what's also amazing to see those.
Yeah, we're having some issues with the feed here. Hopefully he'll come back on. And no, okay. Yeah, I'm one of those guys that I just need to say goodbye on. All right, Alex, I could see your pop back on. Good to see you, man.
Yeah, Rich, great seeing you. Sorry about that.
Dude, it's not, listen, it's called the internet. All good. I hope to see you soon, real soon.
Yeah, same.
Okay, that's same. Alex Smith.
We'll talk some Michigan ball next time.
Okay, yeah, well, I mean, you know. We
got my guy there.
I know. Okay. Yeah. Okay, we'll talk about it in short order. Yeah. Thanks again, Alex. You be well.
See you, man.
There you go. That's Alex Smith, everybody. There goes. Our favorites, three-time Pro Bowler, again. Part of the Abbott Dream Team.
Everybody. Dream Team.
Okay. So much. They got all these phone lines.
I know.
To unload.
Take a break and get to him.
Okay.
Oh, I mean,
I don't have to be so aggressive.
Yeah. I wasn't. I feel like I whispered that. A little
aggressive. Take a break. Let's. That usually comes from the back.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You know? Gosh. He's excited. He's got AJ Brown.
He's got it. Yeah, he's happy.
Yeah, but he tried to bring me down with the John Henry stuff.
And I think he did a little bit.
I don't love.
He brought you down a slight bit. You know,
listen.
He's excited.
Listen. John Henry and I are not.
Chris, cool. I just want to. Listen, I just want to figure it out.
You
know, you know what I mean? Some people don't understand.
Right. I don't understand it, so I need you.
Some people don't understand that part of me because I manage my emotions really well.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
John Henry, yeah, not on the Brockman
Christmas card.
Hey, at least I said what you want. What
definitely
you,
not on that, right?
I mean, people don't understand him. It would be helpful to if appear.
We saw you and yeah, heard you have from to you. Be. Maybe explain some of your reasoning behind That'd some of the
good.
Moves.
That would be good.
Well, why we're not spending as much.
Just trust Big Poppy.
Can I ask, what would you rather have? Your
Him
guy
to sell the team.
Wait what? A second. Wait, your guy who's never in front of the camera or my uncle who is always in front of the camera?
Interesting question.
Whoa, I don't know why you would equate them because we have the most World Series titles this century.
Okay.
And we have the second most amount of Super Bowls.
And you know who helped bring you that? John Henry and Tom Werner.
So, yeah.
Settle down just a little bit.
So now you're on
What's happened in the last decade?
I'm aware of that.
bust the budget.
But the bottom line is, it's just hard to stay up there.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
It is when you let all your good players leave town.
And the difficulty of that is, some people don't understand that. Right. It's the way it is.
Based by his answer, he doesn't understand.
You know? I don't understand. I watch every game. I don't get it.
Every game? That's a lot, dog.
Why we...
Baseball. It's called fandom.
Ain't nobody watching 162 baseball.
Brockman probably watches every game.
I'm watching a lot. The soundtrack of my house is
Mike. No, Mike, you're not.
Because I hear Rich talk.
You're not even here.
Michael K. Michael K. is the soundtrack of my house, man.
He does.
Guess what's going to happen tonight around 4 o'clock Pacific time? Cam Schlittler against Cleveland. I will be watching that tonight.
Great.
Just because your team stinks on ice doesn't don't.
We run New York, my guy. Okay, we won the subway.
You run New York.
We run the subway. We beat you in the only series that matters.
I thought
bigger than the World Series.
I thought the team that's sitting in San Antonio today was the current franchise that would run New York. They run New York. Are you aware the Mets run New York? Were you aware of that?
I had not heard that.
Okay.
But you did see when we won the subway series.
I did see that.
Okay, so
I did see when we were in New York for 3 days. I saw one Mets hat.
You know,
that's fine because that color blue is hard to match.
I know is Bo Bichette's. You know what I mean? If the Mets run New York, then Bo Bichette is in charge of the sanitation department right now.
Beat you guys. That's all that matters.
Let's take a break. This is fun. Some people just don't understand.
You don't understand who runs New York.
It's tough to stay up there. That's what I heard. It's hard to stay.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, while the world watches the stars at the FIFA World Cup, Hyundai has its eyes on the next generation of talent, the future stars who are already turning heads at age 14, because Next doesn't wait for an invitation, and neither do we. Hyundai's always moved the future within reach, and we did it when we made advanced safety standard on every vehicle and engineered EVs with ultra-fast charging capability, and we're still doing it every day. The future isn't some far-off concept. It's already here. Next starts now. Hyundai, an official partner of FIFA. Terrence in Cleveland, we got to take his call on a day like today. What's up, Terrence?
Noel Rich Eisen, another great player gone, another day in what I like to call Brown's prison, and another offseason built on promises of the future. Well, there's only so much swampland in Florida I'm willing to buy. I don't think any Browns fans can blame Miles for waiving his no-trade clause. As you know, Rich, playing football in Cleveland's no fairy tale world. But thank goodness for the sweet, sultry sounds of George Benson. I'll be listening to him a lot this season. Despite the Miles Garrett trade, it seems around this time every year, I find I'm so excited I can barely sit still or hold a thought in my head. It's the excitement only a Browns fan can feel. A Browns fan at the start of another long rebuild whose conclusion is uncertain. I hope the Browns can be competitive, Rich. I hope to see my tailgate friends and shake their hands. I hope a Super Bowl parade is as orange and brown as it's been in my dreams, Rich. I hope. And also, go Guardians.
Ladies and gentlemen, Terrence in Cleveland. Go Guardians, Guardians in Yankee Stadium tonight. There he goes.
Oh, sorry. Bye, Terrence.
There you go. What'd you think, guys?
Yeah, with the tone.
You know, yesterday I was hoping we'd hear from Terrence.
Listen.
It was about as I imagined it would go in my dreams.
Okay. I'm going to have the temerity. I'm going to have the gumption to address Cleveland Browns fans directly.
Oh, my goodness.
Who are upset about this. I get it. I get it. As somebody who grew up a Jet fan, having decade upon decade upon decade of...
I hate this team.
That sensibility, but decade upon decade upon decades of front office folks and staff telling me these are the guys who are going to turn things around. These are the players. These are the droids you're looking for. To use the force and win it all. only to have those players go elsewhere, get traded away, and rebuild and start again and start again and start again and hire another coach and hire another one and just churn through it. I get it. I understand what you're feeling. Watching Miles Garrett, he's going to come out here. He's come out to the coast. He's going to have a good time, have a few laughs. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
And the Rams are going to be the de facto favorites. They already are right now. Going into the season, in every single game, you're going to watch Miles Garrett, and he's going to be living a better life. The grass will most certainly be greener here in Los Angeles. And you know it. I know it. The American people know it. I understand you feel defeated. But I think they had no choice but to do it. And I think they're late to the party on it. What do you think about that?
Agree.
Because you had Miles last year. He set the single season sack record and won defensive player of the year unanimously. You cannot have a better individual season than what this guy did at this position than what he did. And you wound up sixth overall in the draft. That's it. More memories, more excitement going to the game, wearing his jersey, I get it. But that's all you got out of Miles. So why not try something else? And I think they made the right move. And I know they didn't get some haul of like four first-round draft choices. So you're going to have just like over and over and over again, like the Oklahoma City Thunder turning one trade into another, and you're just going to have nonstop bumper crop of rookies. You already got a bumper crop of young players over the last couple of years of the draft. Pretty damn good. I know this is not easy to hear. But I think Andrew Berry did the right thing. Jared Verse is friggin' great. And he's the same age as the kids you drafted. Let them grow together. Andrew Berry had this to say about trading away Miles Garrett.
So I'll be honest, I did not have this preference conference on my bingo card for this spring. You know, it got to a certain point where we looked at, you know, what the trade details were, and we asked ourselves, okay, you know, do we hold here regardless of, you know, how, you know, because of how emotionally right it felt, or do we ultimately make a decision that, that, you know, we think has a huge benefit, you know, to the team in both the short, you know, and long term. You know, I'd always told myself that if, you know, we were ever in a position where we were going to trade Miles, three things would have to be true. Number one, it would have to have short and long-term benefits. Number two, as part of the trade, a young cost-controlled star at a premium position would have to be included. And the third piece is that there would have to be premium draft capital. And there's a very small set of, you know, deals that really satisfy those constraints. So when it got to the point with our negotiations with the Rams, when, you know, all those things were satisfied, it really, you know, caused us to take a step back and think about, you know, really think about the decision.
And again, I understand Browns fans, you know, I'm a Jet guy that there's like, okay, you're going to tell me it's another setup. It's another reset. It's another reset. It's another reset. And for a Jet fan, you're sitting there. It's like, it's just a new GM. I don't know you from Adam. Good luck to you, new coach. And it's the same guy, though, that's been in this riptide with you, telling you again, this is our plan. Jared Verse checks the boxes, man. And a lot of other pieces got filled. And this trade, according to Berry, doesn't happen without Jared Verse. And I that makes total, that tracks. That tracks.
Tell you what, we're very pleased with the return we got, Tony. I mean, you know, I think for us, you're getting a player of Jared's caliber, you know, plus the pick considerations, you know, was excellent. It's, you know, something that we did, certainly didn't expect coming into the spring.
Is there a moment you can pinpoint where it went from being, this is never going to happen, to, oh, this is seeming like it is?
The inclusion of Jared in the deal. Yeah.
Damn straight. Mm-hmm. 3 more years of contractual control. 3. And then you want to talk about franchise tagging also? Keep going. Keep going. Now, who's the quarterback and is the coach any good? There's a big stories.
Crazy stat. Myles Garrett has more sacks in weeks 8 through 12 of last year than Jared Verse has in his career.
I get it. I understand. I get it.
That's 13 to 12.
But even that stat, 6th overall. Get the quarterback right, get the coach right, because I think the rest of the roster is really damn good.
Yeah,
with Jared Verse.
Yeah, a lot of great young players.
With Jared Verse. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. As always on the program, we'll chat with you one more time before we get you set for Wednesday on The Rich Eisen Show.
Thanks for listening to The Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to The Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.